Bez Hashem is Bokhu begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Sichas Ma'aseh and Lot of the second type in the Sevis Rom. When this Perek, the Rambam discussed, we're going to what could be purchased with these funds of Ma'aseh Sheni, where a person had his produce, he separated Trumas, and the first Ma'aseh which goes Halev, and the second Ma'aseh which is supposed to be in Yerushalayim. But if he can't bring it all to Yerushalayim, he deconsecrates it onto the funds. Now he brings that money to Yerushalayim. What could he use it with? So Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the produce that could be bought, and also the contrast regarding the actual, the original produce of Ma'aseh Sheni. Peiros Hanol Kochis. Regarding produce which is purchased out of Yerushalayim, which is actually forbidden to be done, and he purchased it with bekes of Ma'aseh Sheni, with the Ma'aseh Sheni funds. So Einam Niftim Berichuk Makom. So they can't be redeemed rabbinically in a distant place. Elam Kein Nitmu Ba'avatumah. Unless it became Tamei with an Avatumah. Ella, rather, Yaluhein Atzman, they themselves, if they didn't become Tamei, are supposed to be brought, the Achlu B'Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Halacha Beis, Zechlemer. This is a stringency regarding this idea that the produce which is purchased with the monies of Ma'aseh Sheni that cannot be redeemed, what's called Berichuk Makom, far away from Yerushalayim, is the stringency B'Lekuach B'Kesa Ma'aseh, that which is purchased with the Ma'aseh funds, which is really a secondary, more stringent than Miperis Ma'aseh Atzman, than the produce of the Ma'aseh themselves, which is like the primary. And in the sense of that it cannot be redeemed, Berichuk Makom, these Paris which is purchased with Ma'aseh Sheni funds. Now, Vim Nitma, let's say the Paris which are purchased with Ma'aseh money became Tumah Bevlada, Tumah Devrim, which regarding rabbinic Tumah, which is a secondary of Tumah, which the intention is that Vlada Tumah cannot make something a Sheni Tumah, that's only, it could contract, convey Tumah further only rabbinically. So that Vlada Tumah, Yipadu V'Yachlu B'Yerushalayim, that is redeemed and eaten in Yerushalayim. The reason for that being is because since Minat Ta'irah, we consider these Paris as Tahar, and Tahar Paris are not redeemed at a distant place. So the Chum were actually stringent, even regarding the Tumah, that it should be redeemed and then eaten, Bekir of Malkum, in Yerushalayim. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding things which could be purchased with the funds of Ma'aseh Sheni. So Ein Nilkach Bekesa Ma'aseh, you cannot purchase with the funds of Ma'aseh, which this halacha is based on the pasuk v'nasata kesev achol ashatav v'nafshecha, you can give your money from the Ma'aseh Sheni funds, whatever your heart desires, which is a klal, general, but baka b'tzayin b'yayin b'sheicha, which are specifics, which is cattle, flock, wine, and hard liquor, uv'chol ashatav shalcha nafshecha, and whatever you desire, which again is chazav akal, again is a general rule, which is klal prat klal, yet to Daniel kana prat has to be like the prat, which is specific, which is a prima pri. Something that's a derivative from a derivative, and begadula karka, it gets nourished from the ground, that has to have those qualifications. So a person cannot purchase with the ma'aseh funds, elamaychal adam, which those things all have in common. It's edible by a person. Shegidulav min ha'aretz, that it is nourished from the ground, like animals which eat things which are connected from the ground. Oygidulagidulav min ha'aretz, or at least its derivative is from the ground, which it grows from something that grows from the ground. Kugoyin haprat, Hamafurish Batara, like the specifics which I mentioned, the Torah, which are Babakar, Batoin, Bayayin, Beshecha, with cattle and flock, with wine, and with the hard beverage. Now, Halacha d'Alafikach, therefore, in Likhim Bekesa Maisa, you cannot purchase with Maiser funds, Mayim, Vamelech, Kamein, Upitrius, water and salt, and mushrooms and truffles, Lafisha, and Gedul, Lehman, the Arts, because they're not products of the earth, they don't grow from the earth. And v'leh perish mechubam lekarka. Neither can you purchase produce which is attached to the ground. And v'leh perish en yuchim like yilu yushlam. Neither can you purchase produce which cannot reach all the way to yushlam. Rather, that, let's say that we get moldy, that we get ruined on the way. Lefisha en yudam lebaka b'tayim. That wouldn't be similar to the specifics of the cattle and the flock, which grow from the ground, and they're detached, and they will last. Halacha hei. Hadvash, honey, v'abeitzen, and eggs, v'chalav and milk. Harehin kebaka b'tayim. They are like the cattle and the flock. Because although these things actually don't grow themselves, they don't nourish from the ground, they're the growth of the growth, meaning the milk is an outgrowth, the eggs are outgrowth, the honey is outgrowth from those creatures which are geduli karka, and they are geduli gedulim, so therefore they're also included. Halach above hatamad, which is from the refuse, from the dregs of the grapes, which you pour water over it, and you leave it for a while, and it ferments, that makes this alcoholic beverage called temed, actually hechmetz, if it didn't ferment yet, then in nilkach bekesa ma'aseh cannot be purchased with ma'aseh fund. And the shukamayim, it's like water, which really that's what it is, water that then ferments. If it didn't ferment yet, it's just like water. Now, mishahechmetz, when they're fermented into this alcoholic beverage, nilkach b'yayim b'sheicha, then it can be purchased as wine and as sheicha, which we'll mention there in the pasuk. Now, let's say lekoche atchaloi hechmetz. Let's say it was purchased before it fermented. Then the hechmetz, and then it ultimately fermented. So retroactively, it's revealing that really it already qualified as a pre, as that fermented beverage of like yain and chametz. And therefore, kana ma'aser, the ma'aser will be acquired that way. Now, lechazayim b'mitzvah merum, when do we say this? That temed, if it didn't ferment yet, could not be purchased with ma'aser funds. It's benasin shalish ma'im u'matza pachas marbo. If you put three parts water and you found less than four parts of liquid, that was the ultimate result. So then we're saying that, yeah, if it didn't ferment yet, you cannot purchase it with ma'aser funds. But if you put in three parts of water and you found four parts of liquid, of beverage, in the final result, so that's already like the diluted wine, because we use this other part from, it's obviously from the grapes. And even if it didn't ferment yet, you could purchase that with the ma'aser funds. Halachaches, lulavi zeradin, which are the soft branches of the zeradin, which is a type of a reed, and people would eat them by pickling them in vinegar or in salt water. So these branches of these reeds, the charuven, and in other words, the branches of the caribs, actually, mtiku, if they weren't sweetened yet, like we said, they would pickle it. So enel kachen, so then they cannot be purchased, because since they're so bitter, they're not fit to be eaten. Achashim tiku, after that the human intervention went and sweetened it, mlkachen, then they could be purchased with the ma'aser funds. Now, aval haluf, but regarding luf, which is a certain type of an onion, v'chardel and mustard seed, v'hatumasin and vetch, which is a certain type of beans, v'shorkal nechbashim, all of the things which are pickled, bein mishim tiku, whether once it's sweetened, bein achaleim tiku, whether it wasn't sweetened yet, milkachan, they could be purchased again because they're considered edible. V'akar, which is hearts of palm, those are the edges of the palm tree, which has, you take out like this soft white piece of wood, which you cut off from the leaves of the palm tree, like almost looking like dry cheese, and people eat it. So those things are nilkach because of meiser. So again, it's also edible, and it can be purchased with the meiser funds, and it's geduli karka, pre. I look at this, karkam saffron, in nilkach, cannot be purchased with meiser funds. And the reason is, in elamara, because it's only for coloring, for appearance, they use it as a food coloring. And all similar types of things that are menisni reich umaravatam, that's there just to give a good smell or appearance or taste. Since it's not really to eat it itself, it's only for the taste that it's giving. Because the ma'aser cannot be purchased with ma'aser funds. Therefore, Rashi b'samim, the primary spices of pepilon and pepper, v'akoyish, then kostas, v'achiltis, which is a certain type of a sharp spice, v'chalitz charia and safflower, and all these types of things, inyon mekach mekes ma'aser cannot be purchased with ma'aser funds. It has to be something which is the primary dish itself. Yud halacha yud hashav is regarding dill. So actually, it depends. In litan tambek there, if it's there to give a taste into the pot, einel keches mekesa ma'aser, cannot be purchased with ma'aser funds, like we said in the previous halacha. But ve'im lekamach. But if it's for this Babylonian dip called kutach, which was a dish that they would put in old pieces of bread and certain types of whey, which is the water for milk, b'kayitzba or things like that, shu'echel gufo, where it eats the dill itself, that dill dip, then el keches mekesa ma'aser, so you could purchase it with ma'aser funds. Erev Mayim HaMelech, some mixed water and salt, in the Nasan Teich HaShem, if you put oil into that salt water, Harim Kemurius, then it's all together like brine. But the Kechmeh, because of Maisa, then you could purchase all those ingredients with Maisa funds. Umavliya, Demeh HaMayim HaMelech, with Meh HaShem, and then you could absorb the pricing that you spent on the water and the salt together with the oil, which is valid for the Maisa Shani funds, and all together, it will be qualified for something that you could purchase with Maisa Shani funds. Look, Rav Yoram continues regarding purchasing things that are sanctified with the ma'aser sheni funds. So, ein leichen trumais, not purchase trumais, which is truma that's separated from the Yisrael, now it could be sold on the market. You cannot purchase trumais because of ma'aser with ma'aser sheni funds. The reason for that is because it's diminishing the eating of the ma'aser, v'achilasa, and the eating of the truma, as Rav explains. Because the truma itself that you're purchasing with the ma'aser sheni funds, that truma is only being able to be eaten by kahanim. Muvri shemesh and if the tamei only after sundown, and although it is muteres la'ayin, it's permitted for someone who lost his relative that day, and menachas b'chamakim, and it's eaten all places. So it has two stringency, two lenities. Now v'ma'aser on the other hand, which you purchased with the ma'aser sheni funds, so yeah, it's mutal azam, it's permitted for non kahanim, but for yemen, even someone who didn't even have a sundown, just immersed himself that day. But has two stringencies. For us, it's forbidden to an einin who rost a relative that day, unlike truma. And the nechel b'sham is only in Yerushalayim, unlike truma, which could be eaten anywhere. So nimtza b'mayin, achilas ma'aser, achilas truma, comes out, each one has two stringencies, which diminish the ability of it to be eaten. both on the Meister part and then the Truma part, and therefore one's not supposed to purchase Truma with the Meister Sheni because you're limiting its consumption. Alochid Beis. Now, Leichin Behem Lezivcha Shlom, but you could purchase an animal for a carbon Shlom and Mikas of a Meister from the Meister Sheni funds. As the Pasuk mentions this, and the reason is Shashlamim Nechal Mazam, because Shlamim you're not limiting because it could be eaten even by non-Kanim, comes out you're not diminishing those who could eat the Meiser Sheni. Now, Birishayna, originally, Hayalechim Behemoth, La'achon Chol, people would purchase animals to eat them in an unconsecrated state, Mikes of Meiser Sheni from the Meiser Sheni funds, because they love Richam Al Mizbech so that it could you could escape from having to bring it as a carbon on Mizbech, because they wouldn't, then they don't have to lose what's called a Matnas Kuna that the Kahanim take from every single carbon. And they don't have to lose that if they make it as chum. Because of Bezin, so the courts decreed, She'ein lechem behemem emoyis maisa el l'shlami. You're not allowed to purchase animals from maisa sheni funds only for a carbon shlam. Avachai v'alev, but regarding wild animals and kosher birds, lechem that you could purchase, She'ein rum l'shlam. That's not fit for shlam, and therefore that was never included in the gzeira of the having to be brought as shlam, because you can't bring a chayim v'alev. That's a carbon shlam anyway. Halach yid gimel. Ain leichin perish shvius because of meister. Neither can you purchase with the meister sheni funds the produce of a shmita year. And the reason for that is lafishu chayiv levayer, because shmita produce in the year after shmita you have to get rid of it. Kamishas bo, like it's being explained in the seventh parak in Hilchos Shmita b'yevel locha aleph, comes out you're diminishing the consumption of the meister that you can't eat it past the year. Halacha yadal regarding purchasing things that are forbidden to be purchased. So halakeich mayim v'melach. So let's say someone does purchase with the meister sheni funds. Water and salt, a perishim mechabarim, or produce that's still attached to the ground, a perishim mechim like Yerushalayim, or produce that cannot make it to Yerushalayim, which we had said in Halacha Dada, all these things cannot be used to purchase from Meister Sheni funds. So if someone did purchase it, lekan ha-meiser, the Meister does not acquire, in other words, the sanctity of Meister does not take effect on those items. Ava pishri yatsa mois l'chum, although interestingly, the monies of Meister Sheni actually does become deconsecrated on the waters and the salt. It just, but the sanctity gets removed from those items because they're not like the specifics that was mentioned in the Torah. So although it deconsecrated, but those items do not become sanctified. Halacha tezvav. Halakeh peres chutzu li Yerushalayim mekesav maisa. Someone purchases produce out of Yerushalayim with the maisa sheni funds, which he's not supposed to. It's supposed to be only purchased in Yerushalayim. So bishagig, if he did it by mistake, and he didn't know that these were maisa sheni funds. He went to the grocery. It turns out, oh, those were the maisa sheni funds that he went to the grocery. So if he did it by mistake, kovinas ha-meich l'havs adam labam. So we forced the seller to give back the monies to the owner of the maisa sheni funds. And the hain and the monies are meiser. Come I show you, they go back to being meiser as they originally was, because like a mekach toyes, like a mistaken acquisition. Had he known that the meiser sheni funds, he would never have used them to buy this produce in this store. But let's be meiser. Let's say he did it deliberately. So then yalla peres v'yachal b'shalim. Okay, then the sale is valid, and he has to take those peres and eat it in Yerushalayim. Now the main mikdash. Let's say there's no base of mikdash, no mizbech. So you anichem at your kovah, then you leave it until it deteriorates because of the fact that there's no way of validating this halacha, and so a person has to go ahead and just leave it till it decomposes, because there's no halacha of this padia for what you could do with this halacha design. V'chein loichem behema. So too, as we spoke about payers, you cannot purchase an animal because of ma'aser chutz l'shalim with ma'aser sheni funds out of Yerushalayim. V'mokach, and if you did, same halacha b'shaik, if you did it by mistake, yachz adam l'mokam, the monies have to go back to where they originally were. But ma'aser was deliberately talav techel b'shalim, you bring it up and you eat in Yerushalayim. The main mikdash, again, if there's no mikdash to cover hi ba'ira, then you bury it with the hide of the animal, so that a person shouldn't have benefit from the hide, because again, this has the sanctity of the ma'aser sheni, which there's no mikdash, so there's no way of validating this consumption. You just have to let it deteriorate. Let's say someone purchases slaves or land or an unkosher animal where you're not supposed to purchase these things with Meiser Sheni funds, because as we said in Perek Gimel, it's only for things that you're going to eat. So here, bein b'meizah bein b'shagig, whether you did it literally or by mistake, so really it's not a valid sale at all. Now, in Baruch HaMoicher, here we introduce a new idea. Let's say the seller, but he fled. So you can't get your money back from him. So here the halacha is going to be HaReze Yoichel. So the consumer has to eat. Keneged Ois Namois, correlating to those monies of Meiser, which now the seller has. He has to eat that value, be Yerushalayim, but turns Meiser in Yerushalayim with the status of Meiser. Zakal, this is the rule. Kol Shehitzi Chutz L'Achila Ushtiya B'Sicha, anything that a person purchases, except, meaning that's not eating, drinking, or anointing. And they purchased those things and made Meiser from Meiser Sheni funds. And the seller, he's a fugitive, or he dies, so you can't get the money back. So Yechel connected, the buyer has to go ahead now eat that value in correlating to that in Yerushalayim. Now, if the seller was still around, so yeah, he has to give the money back to its place. Again, where the b'shegu b'mezid? B'shegu because, like I said, the mekach toys, but mezid, the reason is because wherever the funds are, which is by the seller, that's where we penalize it. So anyone who uses for a purchase, besides eating, drinking, and anointing, that's where the halacha applies. But if, let's say, he bought Paris Behemo or Kesef Meiser, he used it Chutzal Yushalayim, like we said in the previous halacha, where it is fit to eat. It's just forbidden to go ahead and take it for some other reason. There they weren't so stringent. And there we said that if he runs away, we said that to obligate the buyer, they don't force him to go ahead and eat Keneged Amois when the seller runs away, if he did it by mistake. And also, if the seller's here, we don't penalize him to have to return the money when it was done deliberately. We just tell him, go out and bring it up to Yerushalayim. So too, let's say he purchased the carbon of oila, chatais, or a sin offering, or shamas, or a guilt offering, and he went and purchased him in the main maisa sheni fund. So all these things are not eaten by the owner. The oila is totally burned. Kanam eat the chatas, and so to the ashram they can't eat. And we already explained that maisa sheni funds can only purchase something that's fit for the person to eat or drink on the night. So then yechal kenegdan. So then again, he has to eat that same value of what he made as a carbon. He has to eat that value in Yerushalayim from some other monies. Let's say someone purchased a wild animal for the purpose of bringing it to carbon shlamim, which obviously that's forbidden because a carbon cannot be from a wild animal. Or let's say a behema, he purchased an animal which is unblemished, which is fit for shlamim. He bought lebsar taiva for just desire meat, which meaning not as a carbon, which is also forbidden to be done as we said in lachid beis. So harezi kamisha nikna shalacharisha. It's like buying an ox for plowing with maaser sheni funds, which most definitely is not valid because it has to be for consumption purposes, and since you're not supposed to do this, so we don't say that, as we'll see in the later halachas, that the hide could be used for chulin. So therefore, v'lekan shlam. So therefore, the shlam has not been acquired at all, let's say, in the case of a chaya. Lakabim l'shlamim. Let's say someone purchases an animal as a shlam, and he takes an animal of chulin, he purchases it from the Maisa Sheni funds, and he puts in the two sanctities, one the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, and one the Kedusha of Shlamim. The Nov moment develops a blemish, so automatically Pokem and the Kedusha of Maaser. It already loses its sanctity of Maaser, because he only purchased it with the intention of bringing it as a Shlamim, not to redeem it and eat it as Chulin. So therefore it automatically loses its sanctity of Maaser. Ufoidaisa, and then he redeems it from its sanctity of Shlamim, like any Shlamim that develops a blemish. Ve'en hadam Maaser. So therefore the monetary value is not going to have halachic status of ma'isa, because like we said, that already lost its status the moment it developed blemish, even before you redeemed it. Vavapike, now even so, in other words, even though that you don't add on a fifth, in general, when you're redeeming hektish, only if it's a first sanctification something has, not a secondary sanctification, so you would have thought to say that over here the sanctity of the shlam that took effect together with the Gush ma'isa is like hektish sheni. So that's what we're saying. The Rambam is telling us that no, once the sanctity of the Maaser was removed, comes out that the sanctity of the Shlamim is like Hektar Shrishan, it's its first sanctification. So therefore, in B'dol Asma, if he ends up redeeming it for himself, Maaser Chaimish, like anyone who redeems Hektish, has to add on a fifth. Halacha Tes Rambam continues regarding extending the sanctification of the Maaser Sheni. Samatves Mois Maaser L'Shlamim. Someone sanctifies, he extends the sanctification of the Maaser Sheni funds to be used as a Shlam. So lekan shlam, so the acquisition of shlam does not take effect. In other words, he can purchase whatever he wants to. The reason that is shekadush shlam in the chala al kadush ma'aser. A sanctity of shlam cannot take effect on something that has sanctity of ma'aser. The reason is shamaisa mamam gabayhu. The ma'aser is Hashem's money, it's not your own money. And ve'in tzach lam, you don't have to say mitfetz ha'ma'aser atzma l'shlam. Let's say you take the ma'aser shlam itself and you go and you make it into a shlamim. In other words, let's say the produce itself that was never yet redeemed. Shlekan shlam b'shor shlam does not take effect. Now, but if let's say someone purchases an animal with Maaser Sheni funds for Shlamim, like we said before, then since the sanctity of Maaser is removed, so then you could go ahead and have the sanctity of Shlamim take effect. And moreover, there are the two sanctifications happening at the same time, so that's why Shlamim is going to take effect, in contrast to this halach over here. Halach HaChav, regarding someone who eats Maaser Sheni in the prohibited state. Ha'ichel Maaser Sheni v'teres Chulim. Someone eats Maaser Sheni in a format of like chulin. In other words, he's eating it out of Yerushalayim. So Philip amazes, even does it deliberately. Impairs Hamaisa Asman Achal, if he ate the produce itself, Yotzi De Shemaim, he has to fulfill his heavenly obligations, meaning he has to ask from Hashem to forgive him, because there's no other way to rectify him, because the produce has already been eaten. There's nothing to do about it. He already committed the sin. Now, if Vimkes Hamaisa Achal, in contrast, let's say he ate the funds of Maaser, meaning he used the monies to buy produce which he ate as chulin, as if it was not Maaser Sheni, then he had something to do about it, because not the actual Maaser itself. So rather, yachzer dam l'mekaymam. You take back the monies, v'yalav yachal b'yishlaim, and then you go and you bring it up and you eat something in Yerushalayim. So there's two stringencies, a double penalty. First of all, that the monies get back its sanctity of Maaser Sheni, and then you have to go ahead and eat it in Yerushalayim, like Maaser Sheni. Or yoichel kenegdim Yerushalayim imen yachal hachzaz adam. Or you eat its correlating value if you can't get the monies back, so it's not going to be the original monies, but at least you'll eat that value in Yerushalayim.